First, what is your name and what do you do?
MC Rock って言って、ヒップホップラッパーをしています。
And where are you from?
大阪です。
It's where in Osaka?
東成。
東成 ward. Yeah, it's in the city center in east. It's called 東成 ward. Yeah.
And when did you first hear about hip-hop?
Originally, my mother was listening to the hip-hop music, so like since, even when I was a little, I was listening.
And what artists was she listening to?
I think like, well, her taste is very widespread, so like she doesn't, how to say, like, not, she, how to say, like, doesn't care. But like, yeah, without any genre limitations, she loves the music, so she was listening to the Rory Hill and the Beast, yeah, and Cypress. Okay.
Can you explain the current state of the Osaka music scene or hip hop scene?
I think like there are many like very hot scenes, and then I believe that there are scenes that is you cannot find any other places, and then, also there are lots of people who has a really strong character.
Who influenced you to start writing rhymes and rapping?
I'm not being influenced by anyone. Like, I'm writing originally what I thought about. So it's, there is no influence.
Yeah.
And who are some of your favorite current Japanese MCs?
Since I started to hip-hop all the time, my favorite is Chinza Dopeness.
Are there many other female MCs in Osaka?
I think like there are, certainly, but if we talk about like someone who is very super active, I think there are not many. And so like, I don't know what to say.
So you're a battle rapper, right? Sometimes. Tokidoki ne.
Battle, but also like I compose music, so like I want to be a rapper who can do both.
Do you also do beat making?
I don't make a beat, but eventually I hope I can make it. Yeah.
That's great. So is there a big battle rap scene in Osaka?
Regularly there is a battle called Enter, and then if you win there, then like we can go to the bigger competition, it's called the Spotlight.
Can you explain how that's done? Like how the competition happens?
She was saying like, well, these are the competition that are held once in 3 months, and then like first the three people can go to the Spotlight. So Spotlight is the grand championship, and then that's the way is like two 8-verse music they have to play, and then 1 minute of a cappella.
So the winner will decide. 次のスポットライトコマ進めるっていう大会です。
So what do you usually rap about?
Like very things, so something that I felt bitter, or like my wishes, or something like mainly like my bitterness that I haven't achieved or made through my dreams. That is always expressed.
Do you think there's a difference between real hip-hop culture in Japan and like hip-hop fashion and more superficial kind of hip-hop?
I think so. And I think like everybody has a difference of what they want to transmit the message, right? Like some people want to convey something that they had a good time, like enjoy things, or some people do it because it's cool. Like the starting point is like each person has a different reasons, but I think for those who become so serious about the music, they are the real rapper. That's what I believe. And then those who who just drop out on the way, or just maybe like they just wanted to show off.
Do people in the Osaka hip hop scene treat you differently because you're a female MC?
Of course, I think like, well, they treated me some way like I'm the female rapper. But in the meantime that I keep doing this, then like I don't, they, like whatever people say, like I didn't mind, I didn't move. So like now I don't feel anything uncomfortable.
Are
there any American female MCs that you really like?
Rolling Hill. Young MA.
Rolling Hill, and then Young MA also, yeah, to me she seems cool.
Who are some female Japanese hip hop artists that you think should be celebrated that maybe we don't know about?
This woman called Tsubaki. She used to be in Fukuoka, but she moved to Tokyo now. And I have played with her too. But I think she is cool.
I want to ask you, is there a difference between the Tokyo hip hop scene and the Osaka hip hop scene? And if so, how are they different?
I think, yeah, there are the difference, but when we talk about the difference, I think like I would say like Osaka is better because, well, I'm living here, and so like to me it seems Osaka is cooler. But like actually there is like not that much difference, and there are some people who are cool in Tokyo scene as well, but I think like there are more cool people in Osaka scene.
So do you think that because hip-hop is from outside of Japan, that women in Japan can use hip-hop to change gender norms in Japanese society?
I wonder, but because there are many differences of way of thinking, I wonder if, well, I think like rather than a tool, one of the tools, but it's becoming a scene to transmit the message. And that's the fact. But I think like still it hasn't changed completely, but it's been changing little by little.
What are some other groups or venues that are helping to uplift hip hop here in Osaka?
There's too many people, so like I don't know who I should say. But there's one group. It's called NFMCs. Yeah, that who has been taking care of me a lot since before. They are the people that who take care of the humanities, I think. So like there are, you know, like a kind of like scary image that hip hop has. Those people have been like turned that image upside down.
What do you wish American audiences knew about Japanese hip hop?
Oh yeah, I want them to know about like our original aspect, that get to know more, so that's that they wouldn't think anymore that we are copying Americans. Yeah. That's I want to convey.
And how hard is it to rap in Japanese? And what kind of problems are there?
Yeah, the meaning of the words, and then also there are the scenes that I can use that word or not. Sometimes, like, if I use the wrong scene, then I will be criticized, right? So, like, well, since, like, Japanese language has, like, lots of terminologies or the kinds, so it is difficult to distinguish the usage, yeah, of the word, each word. Yeah.
So my last question is, where can people find your music and support your music?
Well, on YouTube or some other, I haven't not emitting yet. So like in the Castle Record in Tokyo, or Hifumiya in Osaka, or like my individual or the personal site.
Mm-hmm. 本当にありがとうございます。いやいや、こちらこそありがとうございます。